Hallelujah. Let's lift our voice this morning and thank the Lord for today. Give him praise for today. Exalt his name for making it possible to see this morning. Lift your voice and appreciate the Lord this morning. Thank him some more. Thank him this morning. I give him praise. Like Sammy says, I slept and I woke because the Lord sustained me. Thank the Lord for sustaining this morning and give him praise for this morning. Thank him for last night and I woke this morning. Give him praise. You can thank him some more this morning. Lift your voice. Appreciate the Lord. Praise his name. Exalt his name this morning. Thank him this morning. Give him praise this morning. Exalt his name. Give him glory. Give him honor for waking up this morning as we part of this covenant hour prayer this morning. Exalt his name. Now, pray and commit this morning meeting to the hand of the Lord. Tell him to take absolute control this morning and release his blessing this morning to us. This morning, lift your voice and pray some more. Lift your voice and thank him some more this morning. Give him praise and invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to take absolute control this morning as we make our petition before him. Lift your voice, ask God as we pray, as we praise him this morning, that he will take absolute control in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice, I invite the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning and pray as we pray and supplicate in his presence this morning. God, come down in our midst this morning. Exalt his name. Give him praise. Exalt his name. Thank him for that waking up this morning. Give him praise this morning. Exalt his holy name. Father, we thank you. Father, we exalt your name. Father, we bless your name. The psalmist says, I slept away because he sustained me. The Lord has sustained you last night, and this morning you are here in his presence. Give him praise for this morning. Exalt his name. Give him glory. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. Father, we honor you this morning. Take absolute control as we pray, as we supplicate. Give us the spirit of supplication this morning. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Put your hands together as we welcome the praise team.
Thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed. And my soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. Oh yes, we give you thanks, Jesus. Thanks, thank you, Lord.
Voices and say, I give you thanks, Jesus. I give you thanks from the depth of my heart.
I give you thanks
for everything you keep doing. Oh, you have done. I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
My soul found rest in you. One more time with a grateful heart, say, I give you all the thanks, Lord. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Almighty God. You are worthy to be praised. King of kings. You are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised.
Almighty, almighty God.
Almighty God.
You are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised.
King of kings.
King of kings.
You are worthy. this morning to give God thanks. He's worthy. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of my praise. You are worthy to be praised. Say you are worthy to be praised. You are, worthy to be you are worthy. Hey, worthy to be praised.
You are worthy,
worthy of my praise. Oh, say, Father, to you, lift him up and give him the praise. Father, to you be all the glory. No one else deserves the honor but you. To you be all the praise and adoration. Hey, yeah, yeah. To you alone be all the glory. Hey, Father, be all the honor. All adoration belongs to you. All adoration. All adoration, Father, to you, oh.
Be all the glory.
Yes. Be all the honor. Give me all the praises today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, Father, Father, to you, oh. Somebody give him thanks. Somebody give him thanks. Hallelujah. 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 Put your hands together, say. To you be all the honor. All the honor belongs to you. Belongs to you. Say, Father, to you, Father, to you. Hey, Father, to you, Father, to you, Father, to you. We give you all the power and adoration. Hey, Father, to you. You deserve the praise. You will be so good to me. You will be faithful to me everywhere, Lord. And adoration forever. Put your hands together for Jesus as you get seated in his presence. Shortly we rise to our feet to give God thanks, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for erecting a wall of fire round about our winner's family from every assault. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5, for I see the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about and will be the glory in the midst of her. In that scriptural light, let's be on our feet as we begin to give God thanks, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for erecting a wall of fire round all winners' family from every assault. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for erecting a wall of fire around all winners' family from every assault. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for erecting a wall of fire around all winners' family from every assault. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for erecting a wall of fire around all winners' families from every assault. No one would have done it if not you, O Lord. We therefore lay to heart to give you thanks for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for erecting a wall of fire around our winners' families from every assault. We lay to heart to give you praise. We lay to heart to give you glory. We lay to heart to bless your name. We appreciate you from the depths of our heart. Father, we thank you for drafting a body multitudes into our services yesterday and for erecting a wall of fire around our winners' families from every assault. Are you so giving him thanks? Lift up your voices, give him thanks, and give him praise for drafting a body multitudes into our services yesterday and for erecting a wall of fire around our winners' families from every assault. Give him thanks and give him praise. Give him glory. Appreciate him from the depths of your heart. Give him thanks and give him praise. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for erecting a wall of fire around our winners' families from every assault. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for erecting a wall of fire around our winners' families from every assault. Appreciate him some more. Give him thanks and give him the praise that is due to him alone. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for erecting a wall of fire around our winners' families from every assault. Give him thanks and give him praise. Give him glory. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for erecting a wall of fire around our winners' families from every assault. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for erecting a wall of fire around our winners' families from every assault. Give him thanks and give him praise. In the Holy Ghost, give him thanks and give him praise. In the Holy Ghost, give him thanks and give him praise. Give him thanks in your understanding also. Father, we give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Put your hands together for his glory as you get seated.
Next, we rise, pray and sing, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. Ezekiel 34, verse 25, paraphrase, and I will make them a covenant of peace. I will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell in safety. Join me rise this morning and begin to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word, you will make with for your people covenant of peace. Father, this is what we ask for this morning. In the name of Jesus, let the evil beast be scattered. In the name of Jesus, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that judgmental fire this morning upon the evil beast in the land, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. In the name of Jesus, pray in faith. Pray from the depth of the heart this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray this morning, saying, Father, let there be judgment upon the evil beasts in the land, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year, in the name of Jesus. Remember, he said, it will build his church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. Therefore, this morning, pray down fire upon the evil beasts in the land, seeking to scatter what God is gathering. In the name of Jesus, this morning, we pray down, we issue a decree this morning, evil beasts, be scattered, be judged, in the name of Jesus. From wherever you are hiding, be judged in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and from the depth of your heart, a prayer that must be answered. Pray in faith. Pray engaging the name of Jesus this morning. Saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon the evil beasts in the land, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray. Their judgment has come. Their end has come. In the name of Jesus, evil beasts, you are scattered in the land. In the name of Jesus, the people of the Lord in this church, they shall dwell in safety. In the name of Jesus, they shall take root downward, and they shall be bringing fruit upward. In the name of Jesus, Father, the flock of Christ, they shall settle, because you have brought them in the place where the evil will not happen to them as aforetime. That's why we pray this morning by decree, saying, Father, the evil beast in the land is scattered and judged in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray, let your flock in this church this year be settled in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer some more in the language of the Spirit this morning. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. As you pray in the language of the Spirit, you scatter them all, the evil beast, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Now begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to celebrate him. Because the evil beast shall no longer have hero among the flock of Christ in this church anymore. Father, we thank you for scattering the evil beast in the land. To you alone be all the glory. We celebrate you for making your flock in this church to be settled. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Wave your hands some more. Father, we glorify your name. In Jesus awesome name, we have prayer. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Please be seated.
Next, this shall be a prayer line. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let the zeal of the Lord consume all our new converts and new members so they can continue to identify with Christ openly. Romans 1:16, Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Rise with me and engage with confidence. This is a prayer of intercession. We are upholding God's harvest. The new converts, the new members of this revival before him in prayer, asking in the name of Jesus that the zeal of the Lord consumes all of them. So they continue to identify with Christ openly. In the name of Jesus, this is the will of God. Just like Saul that turned to Paul, just like the Samaritan woman from first day with Christ, let our new converts, let our new members receive zeal to openly identify with Jesus in their homes, in their job. Lord, going and coming, let every new convert, every new member, every returnee, all harvest of this revival be empowered with your zeal. Be consumed with your zeal in the order of the woman of Samaria so they can continue to identify with Christ openly, unashamedly, in the name of Jesus. Somebody is making investments right now as we build up Christ in the heart of the harvest he's given us. Paul said, I'm praying earnestly that Christ be formed in them. Oh God of heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ, we stand strong, asking that your zeal be released upon our new converts and new members. Consume their hearts, their thoughts, their imaginations with your zeal. Let it become like fire shut up in their bones that none of them can hold it. Let each and every new convert, each and every new member, every harvest of this revival be empowered with your zeal to openly identify with Christ continually so, in the name of Jesus Christ, in all that they do, wherever they are found, let it be known that they have encountered Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, enable them to continue to identify openly with Jesus on the altar of prayer, going for outreaches, following up, investing towards the advancement of your kingdom. Let it be open. Let it be infired. Let it be steadfast. Let it be continuous in the life of our new converts, in the life of our new members. Somebody, are you praying? Lift up your voice right now like Epaphras. Engage with confidence. Labor in the place of prayer. Our God favors you in return. Our God answers and rewards you openly. Engage with confidence. Take advantage of the womb of the morning. Wherever you may be right now, by yourself or in a congregation, the heavens are open. Fill it up with your investment on the altar of prayer. Let God hear your voice as we call upon him. In the name of his holy son, Jesus, to fill our new converts and new members with zeal. Overwhelm them with your zeal. You are the one that works in us to will and to do according to your good pleasure. Work in our new converts. Work in our new members. Fill them with your zeal. Consume them with your zeal so they can continually identify with Christ openly. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift your voice. Pray this prayer in the Holy Ghost and engage with confidence of faith. You can speak words of understanding, but ensure that your faith is on key. We are calling on the God of all possibilities. We are calling on the God of answers. He's hearing, he's answering. Lift up your voice, pray some more. Our Father, we lift up your harvest before you. Our new converts, our new members, you have brought them. Now, Lord, let your zeal consume them. Like David, let your zeal consume them. Like Saul, that turned Paul, let your zeal consume them, that they continually identify with you openly to the glory of your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Paul said, let this become the testimony of all our new converts, all our new members, by the workings of your zeal and passion in their inner man. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, somebody lift up your voice right now. Pray much more in the Holy Ghost as we commence appreciation. We are thanking God in the spirit. We are thanking him in our understanding. We are blessing his holy name for the rain of zeal, for the fire of zeal already released upon all our harvest. Everyone identifying with Christ openly and unendingly to the praise and glory of God. Lift up your hands right now. Wave it to God in appreciation. This prayer is answered. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Be seated and let's give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Next, we are rising to pray. And when we rise, we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your act in this church to be noised abroad as in the days of Pentecost, thereby drafting the abiding multitudes into this church all through this year. Acts chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 41, paraphrase. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day about 3,000 souls were added unto them. Shall we rise to our feet as we lift up our voices before the Lord this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your act in this church to be noised abroad as in the day of Pentecost, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church all through this year. Lift up your voice and let everyone hear your voice of intercession this day. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your acts in this church to be noised abroad as in the day of Pentecost, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church all through this year. Our Father, we are crying out to you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Cause your act in this church to be noised abroad as in the day of Pentecost, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church all through this year. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Keep calling upon the God of heaven. Engage in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your heart in this church to be noised abroad as in the day of Pentecost, thereby drafting abiding multitudes, abiding souls into this church all through this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Our Father and our God, we are calling upon your name today. We ask in the name of Jesus, cause your heart in this church to be noised abroad, your heart in testimonies, your heart in signs and wonders and miracles. We are asking, oh Lord, cause your heart in this church to be noised abroad, as in the day of Pentecost, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church all through this year. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, our Father, cause your heart in this church to be noised abroad, as in the day of Pentecost, thereby drafting abiding multitudes, the kind we have never experienced before, into this church all through this year. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer with faith. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer with zeal and zest. Engage your confidence. Engage the name of Jesus and call upon the God of heaven, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your heart in this church to be noised abroad, as in the day of Pentecost, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church all through this year, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, cause your heart in this church, let it be noised abroad, even as in the day of Pentecost, thereby drafting abiding multitudes, multitudes of men, multitudes of women, old and young, into this church all through this year. Lift up your voice, people of God, and cry out in faith. Pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Call upon him. He's hearing us. We have the confidence and assurance that every time we call upon him, our God answers. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your heart in this church to be noised abroad, as in the day of Pentecost, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church all through this year. This is our outcry and our expectation. This year, Lord, we are asking, let your heart in this church be noised abroad, as in the day of Pentecost, thereby drafting abiding multitudes, multitudes in their numbers, in the mighty name of Jesus, thereby bringing abiding multitudes in their number into this church all through this year. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray this prayer with zeal. Pray with zest. Pray from the depth of your heart. Let's lift up our voices before the Lord and pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your heart in this church to be noised abroad, as in the day of Pentecost, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church all through this year. You can power this prayer in the spirit. You can pray it in your understanding. By all means, keep engaging, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your heart in this church to be noised abroad, as in the day of Pentecost, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church all through this year. Now lift up your two hands and wave it unto him, giving all the glory, all the honor. He has heard us again this morning. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
In a moment, I'll be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for empowering all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Psalm 127 and verse 1 says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as we begin to appreciate God for that which he has done and continues to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for empowering all our newly planted churches, both local and foreign, for sustainable growth and establishment. Father, Lord, we have returned to say thank you. We have returned to appreciate you for empowering all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment, for sustainable increase and impact. Lift up your voice as you thank the Lord. Lift up your voice as you give him praise. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for empowering all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. You are the builder of this house. Father, we thank you. in the mighty name of Jesus for empowering all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth. Father, we thank you for empowering all our newly planted churches for establishment. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for empowering all our newly planted churches, for engracing all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Lift up your voice in appreciation. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks and praise. Lift up your voice as you bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Thank you for establishing each and every one of the newly planted churches, both the ones in rural areas and the intra-city churches, both the one here in Nigeria and in the foreign field. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for empowering all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth, for sustainable increase, for sustainable multiplication. Lift up your voice. Appreciate God. Give him thanks. Give him glory. My Father and my God, we have come to return thanks to you. Somebody thank him in your understanding. Also thank him in the spirit. He that giveth thanks in the spirit, he doeth it well. Lift up your voice in appreciation. Give him praise. Give him glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have returned to say thank you. We have returned to say we are grateful to you for empowering all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. For sustainable growth and establishment. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you give him praise. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Your hand has continually been upon all our newly planted churches, empowering them for sustainable growth and establishment. This is your doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Wave those hands in appreciation to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
Next, we shall be praying our personal supplication. Praise the Lord. We have the opportunity, therefore, to go before the Lord in prayer, the God who answers prayers, and let him know the desires of our hearts. And as we do that in faith this morning, let's remember his word to us, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. However, verse 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Please rise upon your feet. Take those issues to God in prayer, but do it in the spirit of thanksgiving. As you do so this morning, none of us will return the same in Jesus' name. Take advantage. Make sure that your heart is connected. Make sure you are not casual about it. Make sure you are doing it in faith. Do it with confidence. right now, begin to give thanks unto God. Lift up your voice. Begin to magnify him. Begin to glorify him. God has heard you. God has answered. Give him thanks and praise. Magnify his name. Lift up your hands and give him thanks. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seat. Give the Lord a big clap offering.
This morning it is testimony time. Let's make it louder, my breakthrough time. Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed as we do. Number one, God restored me back to the faith with goodness. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for restoring me back to the faith. I gave my life to Christ so many years ago, but along the way, I stopped coming to church. I was not serious with God. Then everything became very tough. Towards the end of last year, I decided to settle down with God and be serious about my walk with him. So, I rededicated my life to Christ and surrendered my life to him completely. I began to obey all the instructions passed down by the apostle over this commission. I link up daily with covenant hour of prayer. I began to be more faithful in my kingdom service. I gave to the poor like never before. Then, I began to see positive changes in my life. God granted almost all my heart desires. Lack and want have become things of the past, and I have good health. Let's celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. The constant headache I used to have has gone forever. I have not gone to hospital since then. My farms, which were not doing well, began to produce well. One more time, let's celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. My colleagues who used to look down on me before at work now give me respect and hold me in high esteem. My house project, which I have abandoned for 4 years, has taken off and now up to the roofing level. I give God all the praise. Let's celebrate Jesus. The testifier is Banjo Debo. Number two, breast lump disappear by the power of the word. Hallelujah. In the beginning of the month of April 2021, I started noticing a lump on my right breast with intense pain. I decided to go to the hospital. The doctor examined me and said she could also feel a lump, but to confirm the kind of lump, I needed to do a mammogram and ultrasound. Immediately I got home, I asked God what weapon of warfare I should engage. The Lord instructed me to engage in 1 hour praise every day, which I did. During the praise, I began to hear Papa's voice saying, "He took it." Then I suddenly began to declare upon my body that what Jesus took cannot be found again. On the first day of the 40th anniversary, I heard Reverend Copeland said, "You are not sick, but it is the devil that wanted to steal your health." At this junction, I caught the light and began to challenge the devil that he cannot steal anything the Lord has given to me, and that my body has been bought with a price. By the second day, I went for the mammogram. The lump was nowhere to be found. Are we celebrating Jesus? The doctor said to reconfirm the result, they did another test called ultrasound. Also, nothing was found, for the lump has disappeared. Hallelujah. I have come to return all the glory to the God of my father, Bishop David Olaniyi Oyedepo, who has made me a beneficiary of the liberation mandate. The testifier is Mrs. E.O. Evelyn Oronsaye. Please rise up on your feet. Put your hands together for the Almighty God in appreciation of these awesome testimonies.
Lift your hand to heaven this morning and let's give glory to God. He's the doer of these awesome testimonies. There is no man that can do these things except God be at work in him. Let's give thanks unto God. Let's give praise to his name. Let's celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Lift your voice, lift your hands, and make sure your voice of thanksgiving is heard on high this morning, as you give glory and praise unto the name of the Most High God. Let your voice be registered on high this morning as you give thanks and give praise unto his name. Are you thanking him this morning? Don't mutter your words. Make sure that your voice of gratitude is heard on high as you are giving glory unto God, the doer, the doer, the doer, the doer of these marvelous acts. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Celebrate and appreciate the faithfulness of our God. He's worthy of praise and of glory and of honor and of adoration. Lord, we thank you. Also thank him for the answers to prayer. We have never called upon him in vain. Every time we call, he hears. And every time he hears, he answers our prayers. Lift your voice of thanksgiving unto God and give glory unto his name. Give praise unto his name. Give honor unto his name. Give adoration unto his name. Celebrate the faithfulness of our God. He is worthy of praise and of glory and of honor and of adoration. Bless his name. Father, thank you. We celebrate you. We glorify you. We honor you. You are worthy of all the praise and of all the glory and of all the honor and of all the adoration. We celebrate your faithfulness. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. I've come here today, Lord, to hear your voice. Speak to me this morning. All the people came early in the morning to hear him. It's your voice I've come to hear this morning. Speak directly to me today and let your word change and transform me again. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness and for your faithfulness. Thank you for always hearing and answering our prayers. And thank you for always walking in our midst, resulting in testimonies. We give you the praise and glory. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you this morning. Speak to us again. Let your word transform us. We give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Among the scriptures we heard in our personal supplication was 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. That in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. According to scripture, therefore, everything, no matter the situation that we find ourselves in, requires thanksgiving. Every situation has a point of gratitude. Every situation has a point of appreciation. And the reason is that it is the will of God to give thanks. And according to scriptures, after we have done the will of God, we are set to receive the promise. Hebrews 10 verse 36, you have need of patience. After you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So until the will of God is done, the promise cannot be received. In other words, until we give thanks to God, we cannot experience the fulfillment of the promise of God. That's why our exhortation for this week is simply captioned, turn your concerns to thanksgiving, and God will turn them to testimonies. Turn your concerns to thanksgiving, and God will turn them to testimonies. You will recall that last Sunday, not yesterday, last Sunday, a prophetic alert came to us as a church body with this simple statement: turn the bugging issues of your life into thanksgiving, and God will turn them into testimonies. In other words, the turning point of every situation is at the point of thanksgiving. Until you are ready to offer thanks to God, you cannot experience the turnaround that you desire. An example of this in scripture is the example of Abraham. The Bible says that he was strong in faith and was giving glory to God. And as a result of that, Isaac came. Romans chapter 4 verse 16 all the way to verse 21. We are told that the situation was so bad that we are told he hoped against hope, that he will become the father of many nations. according to the word, that so shall thy seed be. He said, and be not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. He says, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. As he was glorifying God, God was turning around his situation. For somebody this week, as you begin glorifying God, every situation that has been staring you in the face will be turned around for testimonies. You believe it? Say loud, amen. But how? Maybe the question that we ask. How is it that as we are giving God thanks, we start seeing situations turn around on our behalf? According to scriptures, we access fresh oil through thanksgiving, which empowers us to command the supernatural. In Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. He said, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. And we are told in verse 10, as a result of thanksgiving, my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. That shows us that the outcome of our thanksgiving is the unleashing of fresh oil. Now the question may be, what is the impact of the oil? When a man's life becomes anointed, when a woman's life becomes anointed, what is the effect? How do we see the anointing operating in their lives? We look at four dimensions of the operation of the anointing. First of all, according to scriptures, in Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27, it tells us, he said, in that day, the burden shall be lifted up from your shoulder, and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So the first impact or effect of the anointing is liberty. It breaks the hold of captivity. For somebody here, as you begin giving thanks to God, every situation that has held you captive, the prison door shall be broken. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. So the anointing manifests in establishing liberty for the saints. In verse 25 of that scripture, it said, yet while it's a little while, the indignation shall cease. The indignation shall cease. So no matter the anger behind the captivity, when the anointing comes, the captivity is broken. For somebody, I see every captivity around your life broken in the name of Jesus. You believe it? Say a loud amen. Number two manifestation of the anointing is victory. In Psalm chapter 89, verse 20 down to verse 24, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil, I have anointed him. He said, as a result of that, my arm will be established, and my right hand will strengthen him. And what will I do? Is the enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the sons of wickedness afflict him, because I will beat down his foes before his face, and I will plague them that hate him. So the anointing brings about victory. It terminates the hold of defeat. For somebody, by the anointing that will be coming afresh upon your life as you are giving thanks to God this week, I see every defeat overturned for victory. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Don't forget, according to scriptures, whatsoever is born of God is ordained to overcome the world. So you are born to be an overcomer. But one of the forces that establishes our victory is the anointing. And as we keep giving thanks to God, the oil of God upon our lives becomes fresh and begins to flow until it overflows. I see that becoming our experience in Jesus' name. Number three manifestation of the anointing is breakthrough. The anointing brings about supernatural breakthrough. Supernatural breakthrough. In Isaiah 45, verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, thus saith the Lord, not to everyone, but to his anointed, to Cyrus, his anointed, whose right hand I've holding. He said, to loose the loins of kings, to open the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. He said, I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass. I will cut in sunder the bars of iron. He said, I will give unto thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, am the God of Israel. What is God saying? When an individual begins to enjoy fresh oil, there is the breaking of limits. The things that should hold people down are broken down on your behalf. Crooked paths made straight. Leaf gates made open. Gates of brass cut in sunder. Everything blocking your advancement is cleared of the way. When the oil of God becomes fresh upon your life. That is why when you find a man that is anointed, that the oil of God is manifesting upon him, he does not know limitations. We are told in scripture, in Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 7, it says there, who art thou, O mountain, that standeth before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt be made a plain. So there is no mountain anywhere. The moment an individual becomes endowed with the oil of heaven, the barriers and the mountains and oppositions of life are cleared of the way. So supernatural manifestations begin to take place as a result of the oil. What else do we see? Signs and wonders answer as a result of the anointing. We see the anointing of God upon our lives, and signs and wonders begin to take place. Acts 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. So the oil of God upon the life of an individual makes that person a commander of signs and wonders. A commander of signs and wonders. For somebody here today, by the anointing that will be coming afresh upon your life all through this week, I see signs and wonders becoming your identity. Isaiah 8:18, it says, I and the children that the Lord has given me, we are for signs and for wonders in Israel. So you are ordained to be identified as a living sign. But the oil of God must continue to be renewed upon your life to see that reality come to pass. I see that becoming your experience in the name of Jesus. What are we saying, therefore? The moment you live a life of thanksgiving, you live a life that is continuously lubricated with the oil of heaven. And when the oil of heaven comes upon your life, you enjoy the command of the supernatural in these dimensions, among others. You see liberty, you see victory, you see breakthrough, and you see signs and wonders. That will become your own open testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me say this as we begin to conclude this morning, that the anointing is in degrees. The anointing is in levels. The result that you see today is a product of the unction that you have on your life up to this point. To change levels in result, you must change levels in unction. To change levels in result, you must change levels in unction. And that is why you and I cannot stop giving God thanks. As we keep giving him thanks, the oil continues to come in new dimensions upon our lives, bringing new dimensions of the supernatural in our lives. We must keep giving them thanks. In the book of Ezekiel 47 verse 1 to 5, we are told about different dimensions of the oil. He said, I measured 1,000 cubits, and the waters were to my ankle, another 1,000 cubits to my knees, another 1,000 cubits and to my loins, another 1,000 cubits, and then waters that could not be passed over. So there are dimensions to the oil. And to keep it flowing, we must keep giving thanks. When thanksgiving becomes your lifestyle, your life becomes lubricated by the oil of heaven. My prayer for each one of us today is that the grace to sustain thanksgiving as a lifestyle, may that grace come upon each one of us in Jesus' name. You believe it? Say loud, amen. The grace to maintain and to sustain thanksgiving as a lifestyle, I pray that grace will come afresh upon each one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe it? Say loud, amen. May that grace come upon each one of us in the name of Jesus. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning? Lift your hand to heaven and just connect with that grace. Lord, I receive grace to maintain a life of thanksgiving, a life of gratitude, not to be a complainer, not to be a murmurer, but to be a thanksgiver, day in, day out, at every point in time, giving thanks in all things, giving thanks for all things. Lord, I receive that grace. Lift your voice and take that grace from God this morning. Lift your voice and take that grace from God this morning. Lift your voice right now and take that grace from God this morning. Lord, I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace to live my life as a thanksgiver. I receive grace. No complaining, no murmuring, but giving thanks always for all things. Giving thanks always in all things. I receive that grace. 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 Thank you, Father, for it. And blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. For each one of us, as you take up the matters of your life, like we have been instructed, and turn them to points of gratitude, it becomes the turning point for that issue. So pick up those matters. Instead of asking, Lord, I want you to do this, say, Lord, I thank you for this. And as you are thanking him for all things, it begins to turn all things around on your behalf. That will be your experience in the name of Jesus. Now speak to the day. Make your decrees concerning the day. Whatever you declare before God in his ear, he will turn it around on your behalf. Therefore, speak to the day. Make your decrees. Make your decrees. Just speak concerning the day. You are making declarations concerning what is taking place in this day. You are doing so with the attitude of thanksgiving. With the attitude of thanksgiving. With the attitude of thanksgiving. I thank you for the blessing of the day. I thank you for the breakthroughs in the day. I thank you for the liberty of the day. I thank you for the visitation of the day. I thank you for the speed of the day. I thank you for the supernatural manifestations in the day. I thank you for the visitations, for the revelations that are loaded in the day. I give you the glory. You are worthy in Jesus' precious name. Now, as you go forth, be blessed. This day becomes your day of testimonies. For you, it is a day of favor. As this new work week begins, new good things come your way. All through this week, only good tidings. No evil report in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.